This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A person writes a living will so caretakers will know his wishes if his health starts to fail. Now, 9 of the world's largest financial institutions have to do the same thing, so regulators will know what to do if a bank fails. The biggest financial firms, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Deutsche Bank, have until July 1st to submit their wills to the FDIC and the Federal Reserve. It's all part of the 2010 Dodd-Frank law that aims to regulate financial institutions and eliminate too big to fail. With me to discuss this is Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Amy.
What do the regulators hope to accomplish by making big banks submit living wills? What does this do?
Well, the bank regulators already have the ability to, as they say, wind down large banks. They do it on a somewhat regular basis, and they did a lot during the financial crisis. But these really big, complex institutions, they don't have the wherewithal and they don't have the regulatory authority to shut them down if they were to fail. So the question is, if there's another crisis, how do you avoid the too big to fail problem that we had in 2008 where they had to prop them all up? And Dodd-Frank said, well, each bank has to create a living will that tells the regulators what they will do in a crisis situation if they had to wind down. What do you do with the credit default swaps? What do you do with the counterparties? What do you do with the banking, not just banking, but the investment banking divisions? And so it's a very complex process. It's been going on for quite a while. And on July 1, we're going to get our first glimpse of what I would like to think of as the first draft of a living will, because there's a lot more detail work and complexity that has to be worked through.
So what do you think? Do you think they will resolve this problem and prevent financial bailouts?
Fingers crossed, which is a terrible answer. There are those who believe that this will solve the problem. And as a matter of fact, among the people who believe that most strongly are bank executives who now like the idea of a living will to sort of show the public that they're not, in fact, too big to fail.
Wait, bankers liking regulation? I don't get this.
Yes, it's a bit of a shock. But Jamie Dimon actually spoke up for it in his congressional testimony just last week. Meanwhile, there are regulators who are skeptical. Perhaps the most important of them is a guy named Tom Honig, who's the number two official at the FDIC, who's worried that the living will in fact just show how impossible it is to wind down these institutions and we'll still have the too big to fail problem. And he advocates doing something simpler along the lines of Glass-Steagall, you know, just separating commercial and investment banking.
Do you expect to see in these living wills banks having to make concrete changes to how they do business?
I don't necessarily, certainly not in this first go-round. What is possible is that if it turns out that the living will shows that these institutions are just too systemically intertwined and too complex to actually be wound down without threatening the survival of the financial system, then I think you might see a move by regulators to say you have to simplify businesses, you have to sell off businesses, you have to do things that makes it possible to wind you down.
So for investors and consumers, what will these wills mean?
Well, it shouldn't mean that much to consumers. I mean, your deposit will still be safe. You'll still be investing the same way you did. It really has more to do with what banks do with each other. The connections between counterparties, you know, you're selling a derivative to this person and you're laying off the risk to that institution and that sort of complex stuff, which is really kind of what led us to the 2008 crisis in the first place. In the best of all possible worlds, it would allow consumers and investors to have an additional feeling of security and safety when they invest or deposit money in a bank. The question now, until we actually see it, is will it actually accomplish that?
Joe Nocera is a contributor for WNYC and a columnist for the New York Times. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Amy.